Our readings for today centered on the works we need to do in our lives. There is a work that we need to accomplish, to continue and fulfill the mission Jesus gave to us. In our first reading, the Lord, through Prophet Haggai, exhorts all people to give all, even their silver and gold, for the reconstruction of the temple, and God will bring them peace. Their work was to offer everything to the Lord through the building of the temple. After the completion of their work, peace will reign on them. So through the prophet Haggai, God is telling his people to get down to work. And what work? It was the work of rebuilding the temple. And God wanted the temple to be rebuilt, and he was going to supply the people all the gold and silver and whatever was necessary. But why the urgency? The Lord of hosts speaks, "The new glory of this temple is going to surpass the old, and in this place I will give peace." So the temple was going to be a symbol and a channel of peace for the people. But they must work for it. So to whatever our work is, whatever we are working for, wherever we are working, let us also hard also work for peace. To work for peace is the meaning and fulfillment of our lives. And the Lord will give us whatever we need to achieve that. So as the people of Israel to Prophet Haggai, let us go down to it and work hard for peace. For those who follow the Lord, it is not only by words we declare Jesus Christ. We must declare it through our lives. The question of Jesus to his disciples, "Who the crowd say that I am?" elicited different important personalities which people associated Jesus with. All of them, John the Baptist, Elijah, or one of the ancient prophets, signified Jesus as important person for the people. While the question, "Who do you say that I am?" led Peter to proclaim through God's revelation the apostles' personal encounter with Jesus. From being acquaintances, the apostle now had close and deep relationship with Jesus. They were called friends. They learned from him and began to open their minds and their hearts for Jesus' mission in life. So the apostles, through their personal relationship with Jesus, now need to work to proclaim the good news to others, not only by words, but by their lives. And we know the apostles laid down their lives for their master and followed him on the cross by offering their own blood, the seed of the mission, the way the mission became stronger and spread throughout the world. So my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus asked us today not what other people say about Him, but for us, who He is and what He means to us. Our answer must not comprise or entail or consists in long pronouncements, statements, or declarations, but the living response of our lives. Our life and mission must be the reflection of Christ's life and mission. So the way we live our lives is our response to Him. Our lives must draw up on Him who serves, loves, is compassionate, forgiving, and merciful. So we must be the reflection of Jesus to others, our living response of our lives today and every day.